What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they are a great cure for the ho-hum-hum drums. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. In regards to the news, they are a great cause of the oh me, oh my's. There you go. Also, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's simple. Because the rule is I before E, except after C, and then also on rainy days. Okay, that makes no sense. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. You know, you don't need to know much more than what I'm about to tell you. This could be the big foundation for you understanding how this radio show goes. Ready? We don't know what we're doing. That's it. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. It's just for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy. Like, for example, will you commit to spending 2 minutes in God's presence saying nothing but being still? Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Are you willing to do that? 2 minutes. Can you make that commitment? If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We want to hear from you. Reach out to us. There's a bunch of different ways to do that. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like getting a thank you note from somebody, and they're thanking you for just being yourself.
That's always nice, Dave.
That's nice, isn't it? It's a very nice thing. Also, you can text us. Very cool to text us. Some people are like, yeah, the radio, you know, the phone, you know, those numbers, you know. So you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Stand by. 3, 2, 1.
214-210-8483.
There you go.
A little bit of delay on it,
yeah,
though.
Huh? That's good, though, huh? You know, pause for effect.
That's great.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. You never know what we're going to do here. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Of course, not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Just David. HeMustIncrease.org. Pretty simple, right? Yep. Additionally, we want to tell you that we're going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you that's going on there. Speaking updates are on the website. So I'm telling you, this Sunday I'm going to be speaking at Stillwater Community Church. Going to be just, lights out fantastic. Well, I don't know that it'll be lights out fantastic. I'm just praying that it'll be lights out fantastic. But the text is great. It's not really a sermon I've taught before because they've given me a specific portion and I've just thrown so much in there that right now the sermon would be running at about 26 hours. So I thought, I better chop some of that down. Anyway, so that's going to be taking place. You can get that information on the website. There's a free book on the website. There's free information, free apps, free this, free that. Free, 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 free. That is my favorite number. Free. Additionally, if you feel like, hey, getting a lot of great free stuff, and you want to donate, which you do not have to. But if you want to donate, you can do it directly on the website. All the information is there. Plus, if you're like, yeah, yeah, no, I want to talk to somebody, I want to do it by check, that information is on the website as well. Please check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Can't touch this. Touch this.
That's right. That's right. I want to know how many Christian radio shows are doing that. Right there. Right there. Nobody. You right. Guys. Come on. You guys know that. All right. Here we go. That's just because we can. That's why. Bottom line, we want you to be praying for the audience. We're going to start that with prayer right now. I want to be praying for the audience, especially physical, emotional, and mental healing, something we've been talking about. Very, very important. Please don't forget to pray for other ministries, not just this ministry, not just your church, but a other ministry, a third ministry, a different ministry, right? That's important. But let's pray for one another. Let's just open it up with a word of prayer. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you. We praise you. There is nobody like you. There is nobody that is compassionate like you, that is patient like you, that is kind like you. We are never in a place where we deserve the graciousness that you've poured upon us. It far exceeds us. But we yet still come before you again, and we petition you again, and we ask you again with thanksgiving in our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, there are people amongst us who are hurting physically, and we are asking for you to bring healing power. Just like Exodus 15:26 declares that you are Jehovah Rapha. We are asking you to bring emotional healing for those who have been scarred in the heart department. David, your loyal servant said, create in me a clean heart. That's what we're asking for. And Lord, people have been wounded amongst us in their thinking and their thoughts from the lies of the enemy and the lies of the world and the lies of those who claim to be Christians and quite frankly probably are not. But Lord, your healing balm, your truth, your deliverance to set us free. We need that too. We need it in our bodies. We need it in our hearts. We need it in our minds. And we need it to come from you because then it's real. We ask you to bring your healing power into all of us this way. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okay. All right. That's the way we get rolling on Wednesday. We're going to go right into the Psalms. Why? Because Psalms, Hebrew word for songs, in case you didn't know that. We're in Psalm 35. We are just flying off. We're just getting through this one a lot faster than Job. Let's point out that Job are in like chapter 25 in Psalms. We're in 35 already. Here we go. Psalm 35, verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive against me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Woo! What a way to rock and roll and get it going. As we enter Psalm 35, we're going to find out quickly that the Old Testament idea of retaliation is alive and well in the Psalms. David comes before the Lord and pleads to the Lord for him to contend with those who are contending with him. Let me explain to you that that part is not wrong. There is no error there. He wants the Lord to be his shield. He wants the Lord to be his buckler. If you don't know what a buckler is, it's like a small shield. You can even use it like an offensive shield. And he wants the Lord to stop those who are pursuing him. And he says, say to my soul, I am your salvation. Now, here's what I want you to pick up on, or here's what I want you to catch, or here's what I want you to walk in. David is having a lot of contention with people. And we go through that. We talked about what the discerning source is. Many of the times the discerning source is Satan. But if the Lord doth not allow thee to cast him out or drive him away, you still have to deal with your situation and the person, right? So David is asking, hey, I need your help. I need you to fight against those who are fighting against me. They're not even fighting against me in righteousness. They're doing it in unrighteousness. So I need you to help me. I need you to stand with me. I need you to fight against those who are fighting against me when I'm just trying to do things for your kingdom. Nothing wrong in that. All that's fine. He's like, take hold of shield and buckler. Stand up for my help. Be the one that helps me and stop those who are pursuing me. And then he says this, which I find to be one of those hidden gems in the song, in the psalm. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Want to know why he said that? Because in the midst of these warfares, in the midst of these struggles, and in the midst of these fights, you're just like, these people are evil. And you're just like getting all revved up, and you're getting really hurt, and you're getting defensive, and you're getting all these things. And he's like reminding himself, Lord, say to my soul, hey, my salvation is in you, God. I don't have to freak out. I can find this rest, this place, just to be calm, assured, confident in your faithfulness. Say to me on the inside of me, I am your salvation. And you know what is powerful is, and I'm just going to give you this as a picture. I just want you to understand that what I'm doing is the picture of this. Could you please think for a moment, God talking to you and saying to you, Dynamite D, I am your salvation. How would that move you? Would that just like go, wow, right? What if Eric, I am your salvation, right? Gary, I am your salvation. Annika, I am your salvation. Oh, could you just... Yes, that's exactly what David is asking God to do. Say to me that you are my salvation so I can find this place. That's how powerful God's word is. Just him saying that to you will alter the circumstance because it will alter your heart and mind towards him. It's like, okay, I want that. Yeah. Then you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here is a DDD entitled Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. Stop. There it is. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. How do we see people in our lives? Saul saw David through jealous glasses. He put on these glasses. They weren't the ones from the Lord, right? They were glasses that had much more flesh in them, and then everything was tainted. This is what happens to you and I, and let's just do the honest, you know, those honest moments where we put on our glasses regarding some people, because almost every time we get a communication from them, there's just something coming that's just low. This is going to be lousy. I haven't even opened it. I'm already dreading it, right? Have you ever gone through that, right? Or every time this person texts me, I'm not smiling after I read it, or something along those lines. And it could be somebody who, you know, has got a spirit of complaining. It could be somebody that's got a spirit of pride. It could be any of those things, right? And you're just like going, oy vey, right? But you're not saying it much, but you know how you're seeing it. And that's custom glasses. You've already put the glasses on. You've already determined how it's going to be. You're already seeing it through that slant. It's not that they've never done anything. It's just that you and I tend to stay in those zones. towns and see people that way. And so no matter what was going to happen with Saul and King Saul and David, David was going to impute evil motives to Saul's actions. I've gone through this with a professor. I'm just confessing, right? I had a professor before we started the radio show, and my buddy in the process was a pastor, was my like a schoolmate, and he would write me and go, "What's why does she, you know, jump on you like that?" I mean, he was asking me, right? And I'm like, every time this statement, I just instead of having any kind of change of heart or mercy, I was mad. But my anger did not work the righteousness of God. And sometimes people do that because of other reasons. It's not because of you. And we need to do a better job of not wearing custom glasses where we see the downside on people. So the question to ask is, what kind of glasses do we use with others? And are those glasses approved prescription glasses from God?
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. We're getting ready to offer up our first trivia question. The only thing I'll ask you guys is to answer the question. Please, you do not need to elaborate. It's okay for you to share what's going on in your life. I'm talking about the trivia questions. That's what I'm talking about, okay? All right. This man raised the son of a widow from the dead in the Old Testament. This man raised a son, the son of a widow from the dead. Who are we talking about? Who? 1 Kings 17 is the direction you want to go. You can call in 972-445-0770. You can text in 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who raised the son of a widow from the dead? And we want you to think about it, 1 Kings chapter 17. Before you answer, make sure you know which answer you're giving. Hint, 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 hint. Hint, hint. In the meantime, we'll do our DNA. DNA, D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
How often is that? Is that daily?
Every day.
I think it's every day that it is daily to be every day, daily, every day, daily, day, every day. Every day that ends in Y. Everyone. Every day that has D in it. Every day that has the vowel A in it. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay? N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. Doesn't matter what they say. I promise you it's going to get worse. I hope the Lord takes us before we have to go through one more thing. But if he doesn't, you and I need to be prepared to stand in our testimony. That's just the truth. D, N, and then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So that just is, it's trying to teach us exactly what Jesus was trying to teach his disciples all the way along. You know, when they're all having that argument, who's the greatest among you? See, then it's all very self-centered and very, you know, self-oriented. And Jesus is like going, you guys, wrong. Other people matter. Care about them. Put your energy into them. You won't be so consumed with your own problems if you do that. That's a fact. And then you'll be fulfilling the law of Christ by carrying one another's burdens. That's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A. Always be ready to serve. Okay? All right. Get that pretty clear? That's pretty solid. All right, trivia question. This man raised the son of a widow from the dead. What is the answer? Old Testament, 1 Kings 17 will give you the answers that you are looking for. If you think you know, I already forgot my phone number. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Also, text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Please continue to pray for the audience. Please continue to be praying for other ministries. Very, very important for all of us. And now we go right back to the text. We're at verse 6. So actually, we're at verse 4 in Psalm 35. Psalm 35, verse 4. Let those be put to shame who brought to dishonor, who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Just in case you're wondering, there are people that the enemy uses to plot your hurt, if you haven't figured that out. Verse 5, let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. I find this fascinating because David is bringing into this text, into this song, the connection to angels. The angel of the Lord. David asks for people that are fighting against him to be brought to confusion. He beseeches the Lord to have the angel of the Lord get involved in the warfare. This gives you a strong idea that this is just not the physical realm of fighting, but the spiritual realm too. And if angels are being called upon from David's perspective, it is very likely that demons have been called upon from other people's perspective. Just think of that. It's like, wow, right? It's like, ooh, a lot more going on than we think. I don't know. Ask Job. He'll pretty much tell you everything you want to know. You want to know why they believe that Job is the first book in the Bible? Because it pretty much explains everything. It's just like, wait, there's more going on than I see? Yeah. Let's go right into this rest of this text because it's just a lights out fantastic. He says, let their way be dark and slippery, this is verse 6, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them, for without cause they've hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Here it is. You get to verse 8, and this is where David, in his times, this is one thing. In the New Testament, New Covenant time, it's another. And people are saying, no, that's not true. It's ridiculous. Look what he says in verse 8. Let destruction come upon them unexpectedly. Let his net that he has hidden catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. That's not very nice. Don't try it. Why do people try to change this? No, it all fit. It does fit. For the time, that was great. Now, under the Gospels, yeah, you don't get to pull that one off. It's appropriate for the time, but the Gospels don't allow us to function that. You can't be just praying for the ground to open people up. In fact, the Scripture commands us to pray for people, not against people. But David's in the midst of warfare, and he's just like going, destroy them! Zap them with your super ray gun thing or whatever you have up there. Just get them. And it's not that it's wrong to be praying for victory over the enemies, but there's no room for them to repent, change, alter anything. And so Jesus makes it clear. Remember, he is the absolute perfect reflection, image, and being of God. So when he's on the cross and people are crucifying him, you know what Jesus doesn't say? Get them, God! Get them! Sick them! Send all the angels! That's not what he says. He says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And you're like, oh, that's only for Jesus. Really? Stephen said the same thing in Acts chapter 7. Same exact words. It's like, forgive them. That's what we're called upon. That's that higher. See, people think he came and, oh, the law was this, and now Jesus came, and now it's easier. What? Have you lost your mind? It's much harder. Now you have to love people who are your enemies. Do you know how hard that is? I have a hard enough time loving people that are my friends, let alone loving people that are my family, let alone loving myself. Now I got to love my enemies. Yikes. That's a much tougher call, a much holier call, a much stricter line. Isn't it? And it's like, wow. But then he says this, because he knows. Verse 9, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Deliver the poor from him who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and needy from him who plunders him. Even in the midst of David just wanting God to swallow them whole, and he does. He if you look at his material, if you read David's writings, if you listen to it as a song, he always comes back to this, you know, I want my soul to be rejoicing in you. Now, that doesn't mean that David wouldn't get that momentary pleasure if his enemy was consumed or shot with a ray gun from heaven, because let's be honest, that's what some people want. And don't be dismissive about it, because many of us go there and say, Lord, if you can just, you know, rearrange that person's brain, or just, you know, maybe they can have a personal visit with you, or you say it in such a spiritual way. I get it. I do it too. So don't get weird on me. But the point of this is to understand, look, the real solution for our joy is not in us seeing the revenge take place, because revenge is not what we should be looking for, but God's justice. That's what they called for in the book of Revelation when they were asking for him to avenge their deaths. But the idea behind this is that the joy should not be in their termination, destruction, whatever the case may be, but it should be in the Lord and in his salvation. Hey, out of all the things you come through, guess what? Brother and sister, you're saved. That's enough for you to say, okay, thank you, right? You don't have to have more than that, right? I know. That's what I always say. The rapture takes place and we're going up. Who doesn't want to turn and go, see, I told you. Everybody wants to do that. His salvation is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient. Leave it there. This man raised the son of a widow from the dead. Who is that? That would be Elijah. Elijah. 1 Kings 17, 20 through 23. There you go. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.